From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The search is about over for more victims of this week's powerful tornado that devastated much of Moore, Oklahoma. The fire chief there says he does not expect to find any more bodies in the rubble of flattened homes, businesses, and schools. The state medical examiner says the death toll remains at 24, including 9 children. NPR's Craig Windham reports the Federal Emergency Management Agency is among the groups trying to help those who've lost their homes.
FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the greatest immediate need is for temporary housing.
A lot of people are staying with friends and family. Some of them are probably even staying in their cars right now. We can provide some assistance, rental assistance.
Fugate says Americans who want to help people affected by the tornado should donate money to relief groups such as the Red Cross rather than trying to send clothing, food, or other items.
Stuff isn't as great as cash when it comes to the longer-term needs for a lot of folks that have lost everything.
Fugate says FEMA has scores of employees in place in Oklahoma to help with relief and recovery efforts. Craig Windham, NPR News.
The Internal Revenue Service official who first apologized for IRS targeting of conservative political groups is refusing to testify before Congress. NPR's Peter Overby says an attorney for Lois Lerner says she's invoking her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in declining to answer questions at today's hearing in the House.
Lerner oversees the office where conservative groups came under special scrutiny when they sought tax-exempt status as 501c4 social welfare organizations. She was due to testify, along with a Treasury Department official and a former IRS commissioner, before the House Oversight Committee, which has pursued the issue since 2012. Now, citing an FBI investigation of the IRS and committee allegations that Lerner gave them false information, her lawyer says he's advised her not to testify. So far, congressional committees have questioned 2 former commissioners and an inspector general and requested long lists of documents. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve heads to Capitol Hill today. Ben Bernanke will be testifying about the U.S. economy and interest rates. Wall Street will be watching for any hints of a shift in the Fed's bond buying strategy for keeping long-term interest rates low. The Fed chairman appears before the Joint Economic Committee. The Detroit automakers say growing demand for new cars and trucks is prompting them to shorten or alter their traditional summer shutdowns. Ford says it's reducing its usual 2-week shutdown to just 1 week. GM says it's keeping its plants open, and Chrysler says its 2-week shutdowns will happen at just 4 of its 10 assembly plants in North America. Industry analysts say the nation's ongoing housing rebound is fueling demand for big pickups. This is NPR News. In Los Angeles, City Councilman Eric Garcetti leads the vote count in LA's mayoral election. At last check, City Controller and fellow Democrat Wendy Gruhl trailed Garcetti by about 6,000 votes. Elections officials say voter turnout yesterday was light. Former Congressman Anthony Weiner is now officially a candidate in New York City's mayoral race. Weiner announced his Democratic campaign in a YouTube video, acknowledging he's made big mistakes but learned tough lessons. He resigned from Congress 2 years ago after posting racy photos of himself. President Obama is turning to the Walt Disney Company in efforts to shorten long lines at some polling places on Election Day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Disney Vice President Brian Britton is one of 10 people named to a new presidential commission.
President Obama said on election night last November, "We have to fix the long lines and other snafus that plague far too many polling places." His new commission is tasked with looking broadly at ways to make sure all eligible voters have the opportunity to cast ballots without undue hardship or delay. Commissioners come from a variety of backgrounds, including state and local election offices and private sector companies like Disney, known for good customer service. As Obama announced in his State of the Union speech, the bipartisan commission will be co-chaired by his campaign lawyer and Mitt Romney's. The group's expected to make its recommendations within 6 months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Sports broadcaster ESPN says it's cutting its workforce. The network is not saying how many jobs are being eliminated. Most work at its headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News.